Oh, saya dapat turun dari tanggung tasmai manca kalpatar bhasya kripa sindhu patita namo mahabadannaya krishna prema krishna नामने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय नारायणे कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्याभिहीनाय पराधलक्षे क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरं कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम शरणम्। समर्पयितुम् उन्नतोज्ज्वल रसांक भक्ति विषय बाय अनकंडीशनल मर्सी चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज कम टू दिस वर्ल्ड। ही हैज कम टू गिव उन्नत उज्ज्वल रस श्रीय and then I was explaining that what is unnata ujjvala rasa. I explained that though the love and affection and services to Krishna from friends, from his mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba's father, so much high, but it is not unnata ujjvala rasa. The love and affection of Satyabhama and Rukmini is so high, so high, but still it is not called unnata ujjvala rasa. I told the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam about Rukmini, how he used to love Krishna, giving his heart and everything totally. But his affection and love was not so highest as the love and affection of Rukmini. Now I am giving an example from Srimad Bhagavatam, how Satyabhama was dearest and beloved of Krishna, but still his love and affection is not called. Once Krishna was sitting in the assembly of all the princes were there. Some were fanning him, some were giving chamas, some another service, all were serving Krishna. And in the meantime, Narada Rishi came with a parijat flower from heaven. So beautiful, so fragrant. This one flower made whole Dwarka Puri fragrance. He came, at once he was praying to Krishna that, I'm giving these flowers to you. And in front of me, just now, you should give to any of your friends which you beloved, love much. Who is your
favorite.
Best beloved?
Favorite.
You can give in their hand. Krishna was thinking that Narada is so jolly and he is so tricky. He always wants to make any problem. Now, if I am going to give this flower to any of my friends, so many problems. All will be upset and they will be opposite of me. So Vaidyanath came and in front of us all his gifts, telling me to give, to take and to give any one of his queen. What to do? But Narada was repeatedly telling me that I want to see that you should give in my font and I will be so happy. Krishna saw that there is no any other means. I cannot cheat Narada because Narada is so qualified in cheating all others. So he took it and began to soar towards the beautiful wings. All were knowing that Krishna loves me more than anyone, all of them. Because always Krishna, to whom he used to meet, he used to tell that, you are my dearest queen. So all were thinking that Krishna will give to me only, not to anyone else. But Krishna, anyhow, he took it. And he gave it to, in the hands of Rukmini. Seeing this, Rukmini became so much happy and thought that I am beloved of Krishna more, and I am so fortunate to have an affection for Krishna. Now it is clear that I am
most favorite.
And I am highest in all the kings. All the kings' mouth became fat, especially Satyabhama became like a very poisonous lady snake. If anyone touch with a stick or anything, disturbs. Like this, she became and began to hiss. Krishna, Narada Rishi was so happy and he was testing all these things. But Krishna, anyhow, he became, and there is a very big problem. Narada has created this. So now he was thinking what to do. So all were unhappy except Rukmini. But especially Satyabhama was so furious, began to see that he could not check her heart, and anyhow some symptoms that she is some
Crude.
Anger. She could not
check.
She at once went from there, giving up all the samaj.
Assembly.
And she took off his very beautiful garments, royal dresses,
ornaments,
everything. And he went in the anger room. In India, all the kings had some kop bhavan in an anger room. If anyone has some man,
Sulki.
They used to give up their garments all and take some
world
and torn cloths, dirty, and to go in the that room, sitting or lying on the ground only, not in palanca, and lamenting and weeping. Then if the king will hear, then he will come and satisfy. So Satyabhama went there, gave him all the royal dresses, all the ornaments, and she was now weeping loudly, taking so much long breaths, and she was at that time so furious. Krishna also told that it is a very big problem, and he left that
assembly.
And he went, he followed where Satyabhama was, lying down on the earth and repenting. She was lying down and Krishna came very silently, and he sat by her side and he wanted to give his hands like But he see at once, like furious
snake,
he did like so that Krishna hands were forced. But even Krishna has so many realized all these things, and he is so expert in all these things, being in Vrindavan with Gopis. It was nothing for Krishna to satisfy Srimati Satyabhama. He used to satisfy Srimati Radhika, pacify Radhika. Even here he had no flute. Do you know why? Because their anger is not so high that I will have to use bansi. By doing so, it will go away. And if I will be anger also, get out from my palace, I don't want to see your face, then automatically it will come down. But for gopis, Krishna cannot tell like this, because they are not living in the palace of Krishna. Krishna is not supporting any gopi, not giving anything to eat or anything. They are not subordinate to Krishna in any way. They are as swatantra,
independent,
as Krishna is. But they can chastise Krishna also. Krishna cannot. That go away from my home. They will tell, I don't take anything from you. You are not giving me clothes and anything else. So you can go out of our place. If Krishna cannot pacify them, that they can take the help of Lalita and Vishakha. If they are felled also, he will take the help of Subal. If he is felled, then he will take his bansi and make a very, very karuna rush from his throat. Karuna means? I cannot live without him, he will tell me. And I am dying, and at once reality. Once, anyhow, by Krishna behavior, Srimati was so much like anger, like that is man. And he was not meeting with Krishna. So many days passed. Krishna was so much repenting and wanted to such a skill, how to specify. So he took shelter in the lotus feet of Vishakha and Lalita. And they told something in the ears of Krishna. And Krishna followed. Krishna came in the shape of a student. Having some pothi here, pothi means any book here, sacred thread, wooden sandal and some umbrella of any leaves, palm leaves. And he came there. He was telling that I am a brahmachari, shishya of Gargacharya. I can wait for alms only for 1 minute. When a cow is milk, in the such a time I can, otherwise I will go. If I am going barren, empty-handed, then so much sufferings and calamities may come. It may be that cows will die. It may be the master of cows and house will die. So, he was coming to the house of the mother-in-law of Srimati Radhika in Yawat, crying, Alakh Niranjan, Alakh Niranjan, Alakh Niranjan. Those are Mayavadi Sannyasi, they do like this. Alakh Niranjan, Alakh Niranjan. Alakh Niranjan means shouting the name of Brahma, his shapeless, having no attributes, no power, nothing. Nirgun, just like Nirgun Brahma, Alakh Niranjan. Her sister, mother-in-law saw that as very beautiful, like sun. A Brahmin, a student, asking for or begging something, in the morning he is there. She wanted to give, but he denied to take anything from her hands. Whether you are married, not married, widow or what thing, I don't know. So, if any chaste lady having the symptoms that she is married, I can take something. She went into house and told Srimati Radhika, dear daughter, I'm praying you a very powerful, like son, a yogi has come, a student. And like rays are coming from him. So don't disobey, don't dishonor. Take some alms and give it to that from an student. He is perhaps the student of Gargacharya. And he looks like so pandit, a scholar also in Vedas and all. she told, she refused. I cannot go to anyone who is so much, if he is so much a scholar or beautiful or yogi or anything. Because he always blaming me, that you are speaking with so many boys and others. So I cannot. Totally. Again and again she was requesting her, but she was not ready. Then he told to Lalita and Vishakha, she is not obeying me. But if she is not going to give alms to that boy, then our all kais will die. And my son Abhimanyu will also die. So you should help me. Then they both went to Srimati Radhika. You should follow your mother-in-law. You should go and give her. Anyhow, by Vishakha and Lalita, she took some grains, golden coins, and so many things, you know, atta,
flowers,
and all things in golden pot. And in a golden pot, keeping his bell up to here, so that anyone cannot see his face, very slowly, taking the help of his sakis, she came out of his room where he was standing. He wanted to give that owl in the pot, jholi, bag, not bag. Krishna had made his clothes like this. She wanted to give, but Krishna refused. I cannot take it. I have come for so much distance, far away. Only to bear your anger in my this cloth. If you are smiling and give your anger, then I will be satisfied. Otherwise, I will die. She smiled some very little smile and she gave that pot on the head of Krishna, everything. Not in jholi, but on the head of Krishna. And she at once returned with his sakis. Sakis, they are laughing, all they are laughing. And Krishna was satisfied. He had to pacify Srimati Radhika or Gopis. Krishna has to do so many things. Bansi fell, Lalita Vishakha fell, Siddham Subal all fell, Krishna fell. And he had to discover anything else, was idle. He had no use of Bansi float, no use of taking help of Vishakha and all gopis. Only he is just chastising to them, is enough for them.
Threatening.
But now he is not, it is a last, antim unka astra hoga, his last
weapon.
He anyhow told very mildly, that why you are so angry? It is only a flower. I will give you whole tree with full of flowers, and I will plant in your courtyard. So don't be so bad. She told, I don't want. Go away from here. I don't want. You are a lie person,
liar.
You are a liar, you are a cheater. We cannot believe you. To each and to me, Several times you have told that you are my beloved, most beloved in all. But I have seen you. Only you tell like this, but never follow. You cheat all. Krishna, I am not cheating you. Have a faith on me. You can test me. Again, give a chance. Yes, I'm giving you one chance more. If you can plant, as you have told that Parijat tree in my courtyard and full of
flowers,
then I will help. So come on and sit on the Garuda, on the back of Garuda. And he also sat there. And in the way he killed Narakasura. No? And then he proceeded towards heaven, went in heaven. And he told to Indra, you always tell that I am your friend. So I want one tree of Parijat. I will take it to earth. And I will plant in the courtyard of Satyabhama. Please be pleased with me and give me one tree of Nandan Kanan. Nandan Kanan is full of Parijat trees. He told that, oh, I see that you have so dared to tell me the like so. Get out from heaven and go to earth at once. Parijat tree cannot be given. What to Parijat tree? Even a flower cannot be given to worldly persons. At once return from here. How you can be here? Any person cannot come here without doing astrology for lakhs and lakhs of years. So go and don't want this. Krishna told that I have come here to take that tree. I will uproot and take it with me there.
By the time Krishna was going on heaven, so he wanted something.
So he refused totally that Krishna. Then Krishna went in on this back of Garuda to Nandan Kanan. He uprooted one tree and he was returning to Dwarka. But in the midway, Indra with his all soldiers, with his son and all others, attacked Krishna to take away that tree. But at last Krishna defeated them all. At the same time, the son of Krishna, Pradyumna came. He defeated the son of Indra, Jayanta, and Krishna defeated Indra and all his forces. And he returned to Dwarka. And there, he called all the
queens
there in the home of Satyabhama, and in front of them he planted that tree in the garden of Satyabhama. Satyabhama was so happy now, and he was trying to honor all the queens. But if a flower gave Krishna to Rukmini and Satyabhama was displeased, and all are coming to his home and tree was given to Satyabhama, was planted in the house, what will be the condition of all the queens? Rukmini is there, but she is so great. She also thinking that, oh, Krishna is making more pleas And Satyabhama is more beloved to Krishna, but she is not telling anything, and anything was not came out from him, any system,
symptoms
from his body. He was so great. Here, we see some there, in Dwarka. There is no chance of any problem. But it is a class of aprakrita prem.
Transcendental love.
Transcendental love. To make Krishna please. So highest class of love and affection and services to Krishna is here. But even the mood and affection of Satyabhama is not unnata ujjvala. Only the mood of gopis. You know, there are so many kinds of gopis. Siddha, Kai view of Krishna, of Radhika. Some Nitya Siddha, some Sadhana Siddha. So many gopis are there. In Sadhana, there are Shruti Chari. Coming from Shruti Mantra, Jauthaki. Coming in youth, youth means in
group.
Coming in one or dual.
One or two.
Ajautha
groups. Individual.
Coming Sadhana Siddha from Janakpuri. Coming from Dandakaranya, Rishichari, Munichari. Rishichari, Shruti Chari, these are all Sadhana Siddha. They have given of their anger, lust, worldly desires. When they were doing Sadhana in their past lives, at the time of their Sadhana Avastha, you know?
Situation.
Sadhana.
Stage of Sadhana.
In beginning, they are given. So, they gradually received nishtha, then ruchi, and then asakti, and gradually shuddha sattva from the heart of ragatmik gopis. No? Very, very rare. Yeah. Kitna baje? Kitna samay?
10 after 7.
You can do a kirtan. Oh, any kirtan. Any kirtan. Mahamantra or... Yesterday you kirtan of Mahamantra.
Kirtan.
First one.